Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session. Read the Word. It's going to be a good night tonight. First time since we started that we're only going to read one chapter in the whole session. It's a long one about the offering of the leaders. And it's going to be a good time. Hopefully you enjoyed all the information last night about blue, the color of divinity. Remember, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, we'll be receiving communion together again. And we want you to be here, no matter who you are. You might say, well, Pastor, I'm not a part of your church. You don't have to be a part of the church. You have to be a member of the body of Christ. And we welcome you. Bring your family with you. Have them there. Make sure you get you some grape juice and bread and be ready tomorrow morning when you receive the message to receive the communion elements with us. We'll make sure we have some time stamps put in for that to be a blessing to you. I'm telling you right now, what an opportunity we have to reach a bunch of people. I'm going to say this again tonight, this morning, and I'm going to speak this to all of our listeners around the world, especially those of you in Europe and the mess going on there. Our listeners come from these nations, the USA, Canada, Japan, South Korea, UK, Spain, France, Germany, Sweden, Estonia, Netherlands, Hungary, Switzerland, India, Russia, Ghana, Nigeria, Philippines, Iraq, Malaysia, Singapore, Pakistan, Samoa, Australia, and the Ukraine. We welcome you. And share what we have with anybody anywhere. We want to be a blessing. And we want those of you in Europe to realize we are praying and speaking in faith with you every day. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Do not back down from this. No matter how wicked the leaders are, you and I are the restraining force on this earth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And we'll say a little bit more about that a little later on. We welcome you. Communion on Sunday morning. Make sure you have it with you. Join with me now as we say opening prayer like we do every night. You can find that right there in the notes of the show program. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length, depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Numbers chapter 7. Here we go. The offering of the leaders. Came to pass when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it, he consecrated it, and all its furnishings, and the altar, all its utensils. So he anointed them and consecrated them. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, who were the leaders of the tribes and over those who were numbered, made an offering. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the leaders, and for each one an ox. And they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service. Verse 6, so Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, according to their service. 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. To the sons of Kohath, he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things, which they carried on their shoulders. Verse 10. Now the leaders offered dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the altar. For the Lord said to Moses, they shall offer their offering one leader each day for the dedication of the altar. And the one who offered his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab from the tribe of Judah. Judah's always leading, isn't it? 13. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels. One silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil, as a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering. One kid of the goats as a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Verse 18. On the second day, Nathanael, the son of Zuar, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. For his offering, he offered one silver platter.